The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I hope you're still basking in Easter joy. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, April 21st, 2022. Thursday in the octave of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Anselm. Born in 1033, at the age of 15, he wanted to enter a monastery, but he was refused because of his father's opposition. 12 years later, after careless disinterest in religion and years of worldly living, he fulfilled his desire to be a monk. He entered the monastery of Bec in Normandy. He was elected prior 3 years later. 15 years later, was unanimously chosen abbot. Anselm began publishing his theological works comparable to those of St. Augustine. His best-known work is the book, Why God Became Man. Anselm was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in 1093. His care and concern extended to the very poorest people. He opposed the slave trade and obtained from the National Council at Westminster the passage of a resolution prohibiting the sale of human beings. St. Anselm died in 1109. St. Anselm, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, Lord Jesus, in today's Gospel, Thursday of the Easter octave, we find ourselves still on Easter Day, on Easter Sunday, which is, of course, totally appropriate because the octave of Easter is really an extension throughout the 8 days of Easter Day itself. We are these days still absolutely immersed in the joy of the resurrection of Easter Sunday. And the Gospel, according to Luke, which we have in today's Mass, shows us the apostles who had met the Lord on the road to Emmaus going back to Jerusalem and meeting the other apostles and telling of their experience. And Luke says, while they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. This encounter of you, Lord Jesus, with your apostles on the evening of your resurrection was so dramatic, so overwhelmingly joyful, so astounding, that they found it hard to grasp that it is really you, the same Lord, the same Jesus, the same great friend, risen from the dead. And what can strike us when we contemplate this passage, this event, is the sheer physicality of it, so to speak. You tell us to touch you, to see you, to listen to you, to realize that you have flesh and bones, unlike any ghost. Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. You show us your hands and your feet. That's a very moving moment, to see on your hands and on your feet the wounds of your passion, the greatest declaration of your love for us, which is, you know, you might say love made flesh, love made wounds. But in showing us your hands and your feet, you're also clearly affirming that it is you, the same Christ, the same Jesus, the same great friend, who has truly risen from the dead. And then in this sense of physicality, you know, of your physical presence, your bodily presence, you ask, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. How important it is for us, Lord, to savor the reality of your sacred humanity. You, Jesus, as man, you are the greatest revelation of who God is. It is through your humanity that we come to the love of the Father. You are the bridge, if you like, between each one of us and the Blessed Trinity. All of us, in the deepest depths of our souls, of our being, we are called to the love of the Father, of the Eternal Father. We are oriented towards the Father. And all of us could share that same desire of St. Philip the Apostle at the Last Supper, when he said, Lord, show us the Father, and then we'll be satisfied. Show us the goal of our existence. Show us the meaning, our ultimate meaning. Show us our ultimate destination, our greatest yearning. Show us the Father, and then we'll be satisfied. And those amazing words of you, Lord, he who has seen me sees the Father. He who has seen me sees the Father. How important it is, and how helpful it is for each one of us to contemplate Jesus in his humanity, the sacred humanity of Christ. So many saints, of course, have encouraged us in this direction. We think of Saint Teresa of Avila, who very often meditated on the person of Jesus, on the face of Jesus, on the passion of Jesus. We think of St. Thomas Aquinas. Jesus Christ is our best and wisest friend. We think of the Holy Curia of Ars, St. Jean-Marie Vianney. This is faith, to speak with Christ as we would speak to any other man. Perhaps especially during this Easter season, we can try, with the help of the Holy Spirit, in our prayer, to speak to you, Jesus, as we would speak to any other human being, to any other man, with confidence, with directness, with faith, with simplicity. Saint Jose Maria, you see, he has become so small, you see, a child, so that you can approach him with confidence. The founder of Opus Dei, among all of the saints, he echoes that same conviction of the reality of our Lord's incarnation, that you, Jesus, have become like us in everything except sin. And it's from contemplating your humanity, you might say your physicality, that we get the strength we need, especially in times of difficulty, but always. A few years ago, a lady in her, she was middle-aged, she received a very serious diagnosis. In fact, it was a terminal illness, and she wasn't given long to live. And one of the hardest things she had to face after receiving that diagnosis was to break the news to her elderly mother, who herself was very old and had had a tough enough life. So she wasn't looking forward to having to give her this bad news about her own health. And she recounted that when she went to see her mother, she broke the news as gently as she could. Look, Mom, I've been given X number of months to live. This is the situation. I have to tell you. I don't like telling you. And she said that her mother, this lady who was well on in years, who in fact had had a quite a difficult life herself through poverty and through other challenges, who was the mother of many children, and some of whom she had lost through illnesses and other things. The children had died. A lady of great faith, a lady who had not received much in the way of formal education. She hadn't had the opportunity. But the old lady, on hearing her daughter's, you know, frank communication of her diagnosis, looked at her quietly, lovingly, for a moment or two without saying anything. And then she said, look, in the toughest moments of my life, when I've had to face real difficulties, whenever I lost a child or we didn't have enough food with which to feed you children, really, really tough moments, in those times I always did the way of the cross. And that gave me the strength to keep going somehow. I always did the way of the cross in those moments. That gave me the strength. And indeed, that lady, who in fact lived a good bit longer than the prognosis originally indicated, she got very devoted to the way of the cross in the last part of her life. And I'm sure that was a precious preparation for heaven for her. But it makes sense. It's by looking at, experiencing the physicality of our Lord's sacred humanity, that Jesus, you are like us in everything except sin. You're not alien from our suffering. You're not alien from our human condition. On the contrary, you live a complete solidarity with us. It's by contemplating you, Lord, in your face, in your body, in your gestures, in your sacred humanity, that we get the strength to love you with all our hearts and to reach God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in and through you. We ask Our Lady of Joy, Our Lady of the Resurrection, to pray for us. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Thursday in the octave of Easter, April 21st, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The liturgical day begins. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Alleluia. Let the sons of Israel say, His love endures forever. Alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let the sons of Israel say, His love endures forever. Alleluia.
The Lord has become my salvation. Alleluia.
The Lord has become my salvation. Alleluia.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them. I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord has become my salvation. Alleluia.
The Lord has done this, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia.
The Lord has done this, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia.
Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered. And you are my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God. I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord has done this, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter. You married women must obey your husbands, so that any of them who do not believe in the word of the gospel may be won over, apart from preaching, through their wives' conduct. They have only to observe the reverent purity of your way of life. The affectation of an elaborate hairdress, the wearing of golden jewelry, or the donning of rich robes is not for you. Your adornment is rather the hidden character of the heart, expressed in the unfading beauty of a calm and gentle disposition. This is precious in God's eyes. The holy women of past ages used to adorn themselves in this way, reliant on God and obedient to their husbands. For example, Sarah, who is subject to Abraham and called him her master. You are her children when you do what is right and let no fears alarm you. Your husbands, too, must show consideration for those who share their lives. Treat women with respect as the weaker sex, heirs just as much as you to the gracious gift of life. If you do so, nothing will keep your prayers from being answered. In summary, then, all of you should be like-minded, sympathetic, loving toward one another, kindly disposed, and humble. Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult. Return a blessing instead. This you have been called to do, that you may receive a blessing as your inheritance. He who cares for life and wants to see prosperous days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from uttering deceit. He must turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and follow after it, because the Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. But against evildoers, the Lord sets his face. Who indeed can harm you if you are committed deeply to doing what is right? Even if you should have to suffer for justice's sake, happy will you be. Fear not, and do not stand in awe of what this people fears. Venerate the Lord, that is Christ, in your hearts. Should anyone ask you for the reason for this hope of yours, be ever ready to reply, but speak gently and respectfully. Keep your conscience clear, so that whenever you are defamed, those who libel your way of life in Christ may be shamed. If it should be God's will that you suffer, it is better to do so for good deeds than for evil ones. The Word of the Lord.
Blessed are you when men hate you and curse your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
Be glad on that day and dance for joy. Your reward will be great in heaven. Alleluia.
If you suffer for the sake of justice, you should count yourself blessed indeed. Alleluia.
Be glad on that day and dance for joy. Your reward will be great in heaven. Alleluia.
From the Jerusalem Catechesis. You are led down to the font of holy baptism just as Christ was taken down from the cross and placed in the tomb which is before your eyes. Each of you was asked, "Do you believe in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit?" You made the profession of faith that brings salvations. You were plunged into the water, and three times you arose again. This symbolized the 3 days Christ spent in the tomb. As our Savior spent 3 days and three nights in the depths of the earth, so your first rising from the water represented the first day, and your first immersion represented the first night. At night, a man cannot see, but in the day, he walks in the light. So when you were immersed in the water, it was like night for you, and you could not see. When you rose again, it was like coming into broad daylight. In the same instant, you died and you were born again. The saving water was both your tomb and your mother. Solomon's phrase, in another context, is very apposite here. He spoke of a time to give birth and a time to die. For you, however, it was the reverse. A time to die and a time to be born. Although, in fact, both events took place at the same time, and your birth was simultaneous with your death. This is something amazing and unheard of. It was not we who actually died, were buried and rose again. We only did these things symbolically, but we have been saved in actual fact. It is Christ who was crucified, who was buried, and who rose again, and all this has been attributed to us. We share his sufferings symbolically and gain salvation in reality.
what boundless love for us. Christ's undefiled hands were pierced by the nails. He suffered the pain. I experience no pain, no anguish. Yet by the share that I have in his sufferings, he freely grants me salvation. Let no one imagine that baptism consists only in the forgiveness of sins and in the grace of adoption. Our baptism is not like the baptism of John, who conferred only for the forgiveness of sins. We know perfectly well that baptism, besides washing away our sins and bringing us the gift of the Holy Spirit, is a symbol of the sufferings of Christ. This is why Paul exclaims, "Do you not know that when we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were, by that very action, sharing in his death? By baptism, we went with him into the tomb."
These newborn lambs sing Alleluia as their song of praise. They have come to the streams of living water.
Now they are filled with radiant beauty. Alleluia.
Clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands, they stand in the presence of the Lamb.
Now they are filled with radiant beauty. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, but with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who have united the many nations in confessing your name, grant that those reborn in the font of baptism may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-five minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, April 21st, 2022, Thursday in the octave of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the risen Lord appears before the 11 and he asks, "What do you have to eat here?" It's from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
They told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. As they were saying this, Jesus himself stood among them.
Peace to you.
But they were startled and frightened and supposed that they saw a spirit.
Why are you troubled? And why do questionings rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see that I have.
And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them,
"Have you anything here to eat?"
They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them.
These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app, and of course the app is free. You'll find it on your App Store. Now, you probably won't have a difficult time finding Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament near you. So, why not pay him a visit? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Eucharistic piety, says Pope John Paul II, should be centered above all on the celebration of the Lord's Supper, which perpetuates the pouring out of his love on the cross. But it has a logical prolongation in the adoration of Christ in this divine sacrament, in the visit to the Blessed Sacrament, in prayer beside the tabernacle, as well as in those other exercises of devotion, both personal and collective, private and public, which you have been practicing for centuries. Jesus waits for us in this sacrament of love. Let us not be mean with our time when it comes to going to meet him in adoration and contemplation that is filled with faith and disposed to make reparation for the grave faults and crimes of the world. Jesus is there in the nearest tabernacle, perhaps just a few miles away or even perhaps a few yards. How could we not go to see him, to love him, to tell him about our affairs, to ask him for things? What a lack of consistency on our part if we were not to do this with faith. How easy it is to understand that centuries-old custom of the daily visits to the divine tabernacles. There the Master has been waiting for us for the past 20 centuries. And we can be together with him like Mary, the sister of Lazarus, the one who chose the better part, in that house in Bethany. I will tell you, says Saint Jose Maria, that for me the tabernacle has always been a Bethany, a quiet and pleasant place where Christ resides, a place where we can tell him about our worries, our sufferings, our desires, our joys, with the same sort of simplicity and naturalness as Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. That is why I rejoice when I stumble upon a church in town or country. It's another tabernacle, another opportunity for the soul to escape and join in intention our Lord in the sacrament. Jesus is waiting for us to visit him. It is, in a way, a return of his visit to us in Holy Communion, and it is a proof of gratitude, an expression of love, an acknowledgement of the Lord's presence. It is a continuation of our act of thanksgiving for the previous communion and a preparation for the next. When we find ourselves before the tabernacle, we can indeed say in all truth and accuracy, God is here. And in the presence of this mystery of faith, there is no room for any other attitude except that of adoration. O hidden God, devoutly I adore you, of respect and astonishment, and at the same time of unlimited confidence. Dwelling with Christ our Lord, the faithful enjoy his intimate friendship and pour out their hearts before him for themselves and their dear ones and pray for the peace and salvation of the world. They offer their entire lives with Christ to the Father in the Holy Spirit and receive in this wonderful exchange an increase of faith, hope, and charity. Thus they nourish those right dispositions which enable them with all due devotion to celebrate the memorial of the Lord and receive frequently the bread given us by the Father. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore, usually available in either individual volumes or in a 7-volume box set. And if they don't have it in stock, they can probably order it for you. It's 15 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday in the octave of Easter, April 21st, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to
the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
Jesus stood in the midst of his disciples and said, "Peace be with you. Alleluia."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus stood in the midst of his disciples and said, "Peace be with you. Alleluia."
Let us pray. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say,
Stay with us, Lord.
Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal,
be always in our midst. Stay with us, Lord.
Come to us in the power of your victory,
and show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father.
Stay with us, Lord. Come to heal a world wounded by division.
For you alone can transform our hearts and make them one.
Stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory,
and renew our hope in your second coming.
Stay with us, Lord. We add our personal prayers to the Lord who is in our midst. We pray to the Lord.
Stay with us, Lord. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have united the many nations in confessing your name, grant that those reborn in the font of baptism may be won in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air with John and Glenn is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid is along a little bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.